Hi, I'm Camille.
And I'm Gretchen. Welcome back, everyone, to Starting Over. We're so glad that y'all are with us. We've been busy.
We've been busy. We had a lot going on. We have some interesting things to talk about today.
Yeah.
You know, is it really possible to have somebody betray you or that you go through a hard thing with somebody and not be a victim, not feel like a victim?
Huh.
Yeah, I kind of think it's more a level of maturity. And so just with people I've been seeing lately, you know, there's betrayal or there's some sort of disappointment. And some people are saying, you know, you hurt me. And other people are saying, well, I just know that person's not relationship ready. So I'm going to just, you know, end the relationship. We're going to stay friends. I'm not taking it personal. I'm going to let them go on their way. And I do feel like that person that kind of just says, I'm not going to take it personal and go on my way, is faring a lot better than the person that says, he hurt me, he's hurting me. And the person that said, I'm going to go on my way, actually had, I think, a far worse betrayal. Interesting, huh?
Wow. So how did that person get to that part where they don't take it personal?
Well, they realized that what this person did was they're dealing with an addiction. They're dealing with something that they, and actually it's the same betrayal, by the way. They both have addiction issues. And yet how these two women handled it was radically different. One woman has told the kids what a POS he is, and you know, he's your dad's this, and your dad's leaving us, and your dad's got a problem. And so there's almost like, you know, go down this rabbit hole with me of being the victim, and he's leaving us. It's not just he's leaving me, he's leaving us. So now these younger kids are going down this pain path with her, and so this father's gonna, you know, maybe lose his rights to his kids. It's just a lot of drama. And the other woman's just saying, look, you've got something you got to work out. I'm not gonna be able to help you with this. I know myself, it's just not something I want to do. I'm going to end the relationship and we're going to stay friends and you're going to see your kids and I'll be there when you do. Like, she's just a lot more mature. She's just not taking it personal. She's not making it about her, I guess,
okay.
For lack of a better word.
Okay. Which I think takes, it takes a lot of kind of soul digging to be in a place where you don't take that personally, because especially, I would say, especially like in a marriage or a relationship, when, you know, it is dependent upon two people in that relationship.
Correct.
And when one feels like the other one has messed up and it affects their life, it's easy to be like, well, now my life is affected because of your choice.
Correct.
You know, my happiness, my future, my trust, whatever that might be, is now affected because you have decided to do something. I didn't ask you to do this. I didn't want you to do this. I didn't even know you did this, whatever it is, right?
Sure.
And now you've affected me. So I think that's generally not the genesis of the gal that said, let's just be friends and, you know. Because I think as humans, it's real comforting and easy for us to be like, oh no, you hurt me. This is on you.
Yeah. And I'm entitled to take your money and take your life. And, you know, I mean, blow up
the kids
house
are now my, you know, they like me better.
I'm going to punish you. Mm-hmm. Yes. And, you know, the ironic thing is I do think addictions are an attempt to solve an emotional problem. Mm-hmm. And I think both of these men have addictive personalities. They've got addiction issues. But if you personalize that and you say, you're doing this to me, you're making this about, then they're making it about themselves instead of saying, how can I help you deal with what you're dealing with? So if you have a partner that's dealing with an addiction, you're right. There's definitely an impact on the family. But you can make it a lot worse by blaming them for it or attacking them for it and then taking it personal and, you know, having the kids hate them for it, et cetera. So it really is a matter of you're either going to see it as something they have to deal with and they've got to work through, and then supporting them in their journey, exiting out of that, saying, I'm not going to let myself get hurt anymore by this. I'm going to end this relationship, our romantic relationship. But we have children. We have bills. We have a house together. And so to minimize any more damage, I'm just going to say I'm going to step out of this. That's mature to me.
That definitely is, because I do think on top of an addiction, when somebody is feeling that they are pushed to blame, you know, I would imagine that people that are in addiction already feel bad anyway.
Oh,
they
yes.
already feel that shame and blame on themselves. And then, you know, if they're possibly in a situation where they're disappointing family members or children or, you know, whatever that might be, that's the extra blow too.
Yeah.
But I do think, Camille, from what I've learned from you over the years, just as we talked about these subjects, is the person with the addiction has to come to a place where they understand the why of it.
Yeah. So you're right. It, alcohol or drugs or some sort of whatever your shot of whiskey is, I call it. It's the solution to a problem. So it's something that you do to make yourself feel better, to avoid thinking about. There's usually some past trauma or some sort of mental image in your head that you're trying to get away from, and that's why you'll use alcohol or drugs, or it's an escape. Whatever you're doing to escape, gaming, you know, trying to get a dopamine hit, scrolling,
pornography,
yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, sex, anything to make yourself feel better. It's a form of pain relief, is what it is.
Which really, what you're talking about, you know, as far as the person not feeling like they're the victim, it's their, you know, or they're the receiver of, you know, all of this. Now you've ruined my life, and you've ruined. It's easy to feel that way. It is very easy to feel that way. I know personally. And sometimes it would be easier if the person that was doing the addiction said, I need help.
Yes.
I need help. Like, I don't want to be this way. I need help. But sometimes people aren't there. And sometimes their answer is, I don't have a problem.
Yeah.
This is not a problem. I can quit anytime I want to, but it is affecting the family. So I think it takes a really strong person. You always say, you know, in order to get better from anything in our life, we have to be willing to know our authentic self. We have to be willing to face whatever the reason
is
for the behavior.
That's right. Well, we all have unwanted conditions. And so we all do things why do I do that? Because it was a solution to a prior problem. But unless you want to stay stuck, look, people have to get honest or they will stay stuck. People don't get results in therapy or counseling unless they can get honest. And getting honest means that you have to look at your contribution to the problem. You know, these things don't happen in a vacuum. So it does take two. You know, even if you're in denial and you didn't realize your spouse had a problem, you know, I missed that. I didn't catch that. Where was I? Right. Well, where were you? And that's the thing to look at is what is it that, or I knew that was happening, but I didn't want to know. I stepped over it. I was worried about this or that. It takes two. So you have to look at your contribution to it. I'm not saying it's all one person's fault. It never is. But being in the blame world and, again, victimizing, taking on more of the victim stance, and then you're entitled to be horrible to that person. You know, that victim now gets to hurt you back. And this is what I'm seeing is this one person is just, they're going for the gusto. They're just going to take him down. They're going to scorch the earth with him. And it's going to cost him everything. And this is why a lot of addicts and stuff, they hide. Because they aren't going to be accepted by their partner. And if they tell the truth, they're going to have their world taken from them. And again, it is what it is. But I do think that we can make life a lot harder on ourselves if we decide to stay the victim. You got to process through the pain, and it is an impact. But there's a different way of handling it, and it doesn't always have to hurt us because it isn't always about us.
Right.
You know, it just isn't.
What's your advice, though, Camille, on the person that feels like the victim? How do they process the betrayal that they do or may feel and then still try to stay in it and still be healthy and not know how to help necessarily the person that has the problem?
Here's the truth. If you're affected by your partner's issue and you have a hard time letting it go and you're continuing to bring it up and it's a routine fight and they've said they're sorry and the truth has been told and they're working on it, they're getting help, yet you aren't able to move past it, you need to leave. Because it's something you're not able to step over. It's harming you still. And you're so focused on that, you're unable to access yourself. Mm-hmm. You've got to take a step back and start doing your own healing. Start your own healing process. Because some people, they just can't let it go. And I'm not saying forgiveness. Look, forgiveness takes time. Forgiveness happens when you have an understanding. So you have to pull back because you're in the way of the recovery at some point, right, if you're not going to be able to let that go.
And I think with anything, no matter what it is in our life, if we stay in the victim mode, we stay in the victim mode.
That's right.
So you harbor those intentions, those feelings, and you never feel your own peace.
Yeah.
So even though maybe an act or something has happened that, yes, it has impacted you, you have to be able to process that in a way where you go like, how do I change this so I don't feel this way all the time?
Yeah.
I can't change the behavior necessarily, but how do I change how I feel about this or about that person or about this situation?
Well, that's your perspective of it. And if your perspective of it is it was done to me, he hurt me, he's trying to hurt me, she's trying to hurt me, then again, it's about you instead of what's that person going through?